This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fear of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we talk about the fear of Allah, the very first thing which we should bear in our minds is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. He can see us, He knows our intentions, He knows what we do apparently, and He knows what we do hiddenly, or what we hide, the actions that are apparent and the actions that are hidden. So He knows everything, and there is nothing which is hidden from Him. Therefore, we must be careful while performing any actions, while thinking about anything. And when we talk about the actions and the benefits of having the fear of Allah, can we see practically in our life the application of this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is yes, you can see. For example, if we are working in office, we can see there are many people who do their personal things at work. For example, checking the messages, texting friends, wasting time on Instagram, or the other things. So we can see these actions being performed at the place of work where he was supposed to work. But if this person has the fear of Allah and he knows that if my boss is not watching me, if my colleagues are not watching me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a complete surveillance upon me, therefore he will not waste his time spending for his personal things. If he is getting paid for a specific amount of time in order to do such a work or such a job, then he will spend his whole time working and for the sake of happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of fear of Allah. And we said that at work, when someone is working, he must control his personal desires and having the fear of Allah. And he must know that Allah is watching him. Therefore, when he fears from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not commit something which angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At work, if I'm getting paid and I'm going to strive for a halal sustenance, halal rizq, it means that the amount of money which I get paid for a specific hours, in those hours, I should 100% pay attention towards my work for which I'm getting paid, and not for my personal actions or personal desires, personal deeds. Also, for those who are studying in the school or college, the students, they must study in a way that they are not wasting their time in performing other things. For example, when it is the time to study, they must be present at the school. When the teacher is basically teaching, they must be attentive. When there is a homework, they must do it, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them. At the age when they're going to the school or college or uni, this is the time, this is the age where they must learn something. And this is an obligation on them. Learning is an obligation. Why? Because they have paid, their parents have paid fees for that, or even they themselves has paid. And the teacher is spending his time, he's giving his time in order to teach them. Therefore, their duty is to study. So if they have the fear of Allah, they will not waste their time. They will put all their potential, all their attentions towards the studies and not wasting the time. And therefore, we see Such people who have fear of Allah and they study well, they have reached to the high ranks. They've got high status and they are enjoying this life and hereafter, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.